Today's Thursday, the 7th of August, in the 18th week of Ordinary Time. The Dunedin consort sings Mache dich, mein Herze rein, from Bach's St. Matthew Passion. Make my heart pure. We tend not to think of ourselves as pure, just because the bad feelings in our own hearts, anger, spite, impatience, are so plain to us. But what is a pure heart? It is a heart that is open to God, that wants whatever God wants. I purify my heart whenever I ask God to show me the way, whenever I surrender my will to God's will. And I can do that now.
Denn ihr soll nun mehr in mir für und für seine süße Ruhe haben. Denn ihr soll nun mehr in mir für und für seine süße Eine süße Ruhe haben. Fällt er aus, fällt er aus, lass Jesum ein.
Today's reading is from the prophet Jeremiah.
The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and remember their sin no more.
The prophet Jeremiah speaks here of a new covenant, a new understanding, a new relationship between God and his people, in which God will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. What does that offer of forgiveness mean to you? What are the wrongs, in yourself or in the world around you, that most need forgiving? In this new covenant, we are told, God will write his law in our hearts, and we will know him without needing to be told. That might sound like a vision of utopia, of a perfect world. But can you perhaps detect signs or glimpses of this prophecy being fulfilled? Is it coming true in any people you can think of? Is it coming true, even partly, in you? Christians would interpret these words of Jeremiah as a prophecy about Jesus, through whose life, death, and resurrection a new covenant was forged between God and humanity. Listen to the reading again in the light of that thought.
The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and remember their sin no more.
What do you want to say now to Jesus? About forgiveness, perhaps, or about wanting to know God more intimately? Whatever you want to say to him, speak those words now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.